Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance need the cover of all.
It's Ben Morrison bringing us back one of the greatest songs of all time, Moondance. One of my favorites for sure. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Still excited about our good friend Joel Barker hanging out with us. He's here with some great insights into what's coming at us from the future. He's one of the top futurists of our time. JoelBarker.com, I encourage you to go there and check out his website. You'll thank me later. Joel, thanks again for being here. One of the things that I've been around all my life is being involved in construction directly or indirectly, really all my life, is concrete.
Yep.
And concrete is a magnificent invention. It was an amazing invention. I don't even want to know where civilization would be without concrete.
Yep.
But it has its limitations.
Yeah, that's right.
It cracks.
It's great under compression.
Yeah.
It's lousy if you try and bend it.
Uh-huh.
So if you drive the pressure straight down, it's amazingly strong. So if you try and flex it, it shatters.
And it hardens for 100 years.
Yeah, that's right. By the way, the Romans are the inventors of it, and their concrete still exists today in perfect form.
So those aqueducts are still there, aren't they?
That's right, and they use volcanic ash as part of their mix. Well, guess what? Singapore, and by the way, let me say a little thing about Singapore. I was there in 1998 when Senior Minister Lee gave the new vision for Singapore. And he said, we have been salary men. That was a mistake. We should become entrepreneurs and inventors. Mm. This is an example of the long-term effects of that new vision for Singapore. They have created a new concrete at their technology university, and it is a concrete that flexes. So all of a sudden, the thing that we said was impossible to do, you can't flex concrete. And it's done by adding polymer microfibers. So we get micro again here. It's not nano this time. It's micro. So they're bigger than nano, but it's still very small fibers. And what those fibers do is they spread the pressure. Instead of being at one point where the concrete would just shatter and break, it spreads the pressure throughout the whole panel of concrete.
Right.
So
the random interconnecting of the fibers create a little bit of a fabric.
Exactly.
Inside of the aggregate.
Exactly. So instead of having a concrete that just holds, and then snaps, it can bend. And as they describe it, it's called Conflex Pave. So if somebody wanted to look it up on the Internet, it's Conflex Pave. Tough as metal and at least twice as strong as conventional concrete.
But not for every application, only for the stress application, not the strain, right?
Well, here's what I'm thinking. If I were going to build a bridge in an earthquake area, I'd want to build it with this stuff.
Right.
You know, because think of any places where, in fact, a small movement, even an earthquake, we saw those, in California, those roads came down because they snapped.
Well, look at the buildings in Italy.
Right.
Just stone and mortar and everything. They're just rubble now.
Exactly. And if you'd had this concrete, the likelihood would have been far less that would occur.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's one of the things you were hinting at, I think, was it can only move so far and then it's going to break.
Right.
But it now has movement, which it never had before.
But especially if it's quite a system of this, over several feet or yards, and it absorbs that energy. You could, the longer it is, the farther it is, the more energy it can absorb.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. So now they're talking about pouring concrete roads in panels, in pieces. So you'd actually make them a different place and bring them and set them down.
Right.
But the fact is, you can make it thinner. They can take a heavier load because it's.
Is it still reinforced?
It doesn't say that. I would
think it would have to be though.
It would have to be
reinforced. But but it could be reinforced with not maybe reinforced, but not maybe not with rebar, steel rebar.
Interesting question.
See, because steel rebar now rebar will bend.
Yep.
but it might not bend and it might not, it might restrict those fibers that are in there. It might not be compatible with those fibers.
Well,
so maybe it's like a, maybe like a, some kind of a polymer, a bar or something, something.
Yeah. Here's what's interesting. It's opening up new territory for concrete.
Mm-hmm.
All of, you know, your questions are really good questions. I didn't follow up to take a look at in the detail in terms of how you pour it and stuff. But what I'm looking at is I'm saying, here is a material we didn't have before, which seems to have qualities that could make a big difference in earthquake zones and other places where there's a lot of shaking going on. And it's basically still built out of concrete, so it's still a very inexpensive material. The only added material are the fibers. And when you tell me polymer fibers, I think very cheap to make.
Yeah, cheap to make, but it, this will be an expensive product. I don't even mean from an R&D payments payback standpoint.
Yep.
This is not at least in a, probably in our lifetime. I mean, this is a special application concrete. This is not a concrete for the masses, I think.
Well, this is a good conversation for the audience too. And in my head, I'm thinking, if I see this, and I'm in California, and I think about earthquakes, I'm going to be running some experiments real quick.
Right.
And I will find
out,
because the cost of the collapse is so enormous.
You're right. No, that, there's no question about that. But I just meant for like regular construction, for commercial construction, industrial construction, not in a zone, you know, but still, you know, like you say, it's what's the cost of collapsing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So
it's
fascinating,
an insurance product, actually.
Fascinating stuff here, folks. Any idea when it's going to be ready?
No, but I'll look into it, and next time we get together, I'll have an answer for
all
that.
Right, sounds good. Quick break. Stay with us. Tintel.
Stuck in low die up
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.